Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, there's a popular dare that is gaining popularity out there on the social networks, on Facebook, and it's called the Cinnamon Challenge, and it's a popular dare that just isn't worth taking. My guest is Dr. Steven Lipschultz. He holds the Bachelor Family Endowed Chair in Pediatric Cardiology. Dr. Lipschultz, first, tell us, what is the Cinnamon Challenge, why kids are doing it, and why it's so dangerous?
The Cinnamon Challenge is attempting to take a tablespoon of dry cinnamon without water and swallowing it in a minute or less. And in almost all cases, it results in choking, coughing, trouble catching one's breath. And the reasons why it's dangerous is as its popularity has increased, there's been increasing number of calls to poison control centers and suggestions for visits in the emergency departments, principally because it can, when you choke on it, you blow this dust out, but then your next breath is to blow it in. And when the cinnamon dust coats your airway and maybe even goes into your lungs, it can, for some people, have an allergic reaction. So if you have underlying asthma and you're allergic to cinnamon dust, it could trigger an asthma attack. If it gets into your airways, it will lead to becoming inflamed, red, swollen. And in addition to being allergic, the oil of cinnamon that's in the cinnamon powder is an irritant. It's caustic. And it will result in pain, and some people have continued coughing. In fact, there have been teenagers admitted to the hospital with collapsed lungs after a cinnamon challenge related to really such intense coughing that was the result. So, you know, the concerns are how you feel shortly after, and like I say, a certain percentage will be sick enough to need medical attention. But the other concern, and we really don't have data in children who have done the cinnamon challenge or teenagers and then have grown up. Our data comes from animal studies. And in animals, after giving just one inhalation treatment of cinnamon dust into the lungs show inflammation, redness, swelling over the first few days or weeks, but over the first few months, which is a lifetime for an animal, we see even scarring in the lungs starting to develop after just one single exposure to cinnamon dust. So these are some of the real health consequences and some of the ones that from experimental studies we're concerned about longer term as well.
Well, what worries me as well, Dr. Lipschultz, having a child who's a teenager and one that's almost a teenager, because now in this social network day and age, everything gets videotaped and Facebooked and tweeted, and you can just put stuff out there. This particular challenge became, I mean, maybe it would have lost some momentum, but it became something that was a YouTube sensation, and people enjoyed watching people choke on this stuff. What do we tell our children about the fact that there's like 50,000 YouTube videos on this, and that people are commenting, and that it's like wildfire going around because of the social network?
Well, you're completely right. I mean, this has been around for a few decades, but it's only been in the last several years, as there's been increasing number of videos posted on social media networks, including YouTube, including celebrities, comedians, politicians, and you know, I don't think many people ever feel good doing this, but the benefit sometimes in people's eyes is that they're filmed doing this, and when they're posted, there's feedback that's positive. I think that in my in my own family with four teenagers and college students, the initial reaction when we discussed this over dinner was that every one of them knew about it. Everyone thought that these were really funny to watch the dragon breath of orange cinnamon dust being exhaled forcibly from people who were choking. And I don't think the health consequences were appreciated. When we had the chance in a non-judgmental way to sit down and go over a little bit of what was happening to people who had done this in terms of needing to seek medical attention, potentially having problems that may be more chronic, all of our kids really took that decision-making process into account, and hopefully it will help them make the right decisions in the setting of peer pressure. And when we look at it as a parent, if I can't really say I forbid you from doing this, but if we have the facts and the data and can really give that to our teenagers and to our college students and have them come up with decisions, peers teaching peers about the facts is probably the best way to have an unnecessary dare not be undertaken.
That's a great point. Peers teaching peers. So if we can, and I don't know that this is the best use of the word, scare the heck out of our kids for this, do we want to do that? Do we really want to say, you know, this is a lot more dangerous than you think it is? It might be hilarious to watch, but it is really dangerous and can trigger lifelong problems or a trip to the emergency room. Really? Do you want to go there? You know, so as a parent, give us your best advice on saying to your children, do we try and scare them? Do we sit them down and be rational about it? Is it like drugs where we say, this is, you know, this is a lot more serious than you realize?
Well, I think that scare tactics frequently don't work the way you intend. I think, you know, treating...
Isn't that just the bummer, though?
Yeah. No, well, it turns out to be the truth, and I think that... you know, taking the time to really have those kind of family discussions, or the reason why this came out in Pediatrics, the official journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics, was so that child health providers and adolescent health providers could also have the opportunity in non-judgmental ways to share facts when the opportunity arises, also for teachers, coaches, and the like. And I think that the more this can just become part of discussion, part of education. You know, frequently we see people making the right decisions. I mean, everybody looks back and cringes sometimes on decisions that they made under peer pressure in adolescence and young adulthood. And most of them were just embarrassing. But has
now,
the potential
now.
To have long-term health consequences.
And
that's
also
what makes it different.
Now people, whatever we did back then that we were embarrassed about or we regret, doesn't necessarily live on in infamy on the internet.
Yeah, well, that's one. And but the other is we know that cinnamon is tree bark, and it's mostly made of cellulose, which doesn't break down very easily. And it's coated with this cinnamon oil. And we know that when particulate matter gets breathed into people's lungs, whether it's asbestos, whether it's diesel soot, these don't usually leave the lungs. The same thing seems to be true for cinnamon. So even an exposure during teenage years may have residual effects far down the road. So one is the embarrassment of having a public posting that doesn't go away, but the other is having this remain chronically in your lungs with long-standing inflammation.
Well, that is the certain information, and it's the cinnamon challenge. It's a popular dare that just isn't worth taking. It can stay in your lungs for the rest of your life. Talk to your kids about it. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.